Let's have a little fun here, David.
Let's do
it. It is Friday. We'll have some Friday fun. So you and I have done this segment a number of times. I believe we started with Kidz Bop 37, maybe it was 38. They release a couple per year, and we've evaluated not only the album, but the lyric changes they make within, because what Kidz Bop does is take a handful of the biggest, most popular songs from the year, and they have a group of kids sing them, and for the most part, they maintain the overall idea of the song, but they have to make some lyric changes because there can be some adult content. Even if the overall theme of the song is entirely adult, they'll still put it on there and just change a lyric or two. And they're always really funny.
And it seems like they must make a ton of money because, well, you and I are not in the, we don't have kids, so we don't have to get child-friendly stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's been around for a good
2001.
Okay, so almost 20 years now. So I guess this is, you know, suburban parents love to get their kids something clean. For us growing up, it was the, for me, it was the edited versions.
Yeah, those are
of
the
CDs.
Worst.
It was kind of fun, though, kind of doing the process we do here of trying to guess what the word was that was bleeped out or edited out.
Or you could just do curse word Mad Libs and add your own into it.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
It makes the brain, your right side of the brain, it kind of develops it a little bit.
Yeah, and you can come up with new cuss words.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. So yeah, they're always really ridiculous. And this album was really interesting because there's like 50 songs on it.
Damn.
And they cover music from all walks of life, from all over the globe. There's songs on here from Japan. There's songs on here from, I forget which African nation it was, but there was an African nation song on here.
Chad.
There's a ton.
Chad.
Yeah, it's from Chad.
That's the most spare country name.
There's a song from...
Hey, Chad.
I'm sure Chad loved naming a country after himself.
At least it's not Chaz.
Like Chaz Green?
Yeah.
They just let everyone
Chaz.
In. They have no border. Just everyone walks in. But yeah, there's songs on here from Iran, from Germany, Sweden, everywhere. But like I said, there are a number of hits as well. And I want to do what we normally do, David, which is I will play you the real song.
Okay.
And you will hear what lyric you think is going to be changed. And I want you to tell me how you think they're going to change it. So we'll start with one of the more tame ones. This one is Sucker from the Jonas Brothers. And I'll play it for you, and you'll hear the real song.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
Okay, so I think the obvious lyric change is the stumbling out of bars. So let's start. What are the lyrics? It's I've been.
He says I've been stumbling out of bars. You're right.
I've been staring up at the stars. I bet that's what it is.
Okay.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling really far. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough.
Okay.
So that's one of the
close.
Weird ones that I don't really understand what
I mean,
they
kids,
went for.
Kids can't really go to bars, so it's...
They're stumbling really far?
I would have said staring up at the stars. And
that actually is a little bit better. Because he said at first dancing on top of cars, staring up at the stars. That's a good lyric.
Yeah, it fits. It's you're on top of a car, and you just look up, and it's nighttime, and if you're... Not in the city limits, you can see the stars.
But the way they phrased it, they're dancing on top of cars, stumbling really far. So these kids are going to fall off that car.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling really far.
Yeah, those kids are going to eat it.
Really
going to have some injuries. Yeah, they're going to fall like 20 feet away from the car.
And if you're stumbling really far, that just implies that you're drunk.
Right.
So that's also sending a bad message of
and maybe
kids
you're
are
stumbling
drinking.
Out of the bar because you're so ready to leave.
Yeah.
You're so willing to give your friends a ride home, right? You're responsible.
There's a way you could have kept that in there. So that's one of the more tame ones. Here's another one that's really tame. I don't really understand why they changed this one. This is Ariana Grande's Seven Rings.
Been through some bad shit, I should be a savage. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with claws and not strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing.
Okay, so it sounded like at the beginning she said bat S.
She said, I am doing bad S.
Oh, bad yeah. S.
There's two in here that get changed. Oh, man. That's one of them.
That's the one that caught me because it was edited. I've been trying my baddest.
Been through some bad shit, I should be a savage. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with claws and not strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing.
So I'll give you the second one. The second one was rather be tied up with calls. That was her lyric, and that gets changed.
Okay, let's hear the
Kidz Bop.
The Kidz Bop.
Been through the baddest, it should be the saddest. Who would have thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with bows and not strings. Buy my old checks like I write what I sing.
So the lyric changes, rather be tied up with bows.
Okay. That's a kind of cool song, though. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It was interesting.
Fire to it. Okay.
Although the overall nice theme of the song is, as long as you have money, you can buy and do whatever you want.
It's a great message.
It is a great message for children.
It's like what we do. We have tons of money.
It's
so
purity.
We just do whatever.
Right. We're in radio.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so here's one from everyone's new favorite artist, Lizzo. This is from Truth Hurts. This song got a little play a few weeks ago when the Cowboys were playing this team.
Cowboys lost to the Minnesota Vikings, just to make it,
I don't know, that'll change it?
Topical.
Okay.
I didn't really hear
anything.
They
are Dallas-based.
There wasn't anything really there that I would say needed changing.
Well, let's play the Kidz Bop version, and I'll explain to you why.
Okay.
Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New ones like the Minnesota Vikings. Truth hurts, needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be, dum, be, dum, bum, be.
So she said
new ones?
They said new ones like the Minnesota Vikings. So I'm not sure what the ones are that the Minnesota Vikings
new starters?
Have that are new, I guess. I don't know what she means
like
by new
Kirk
ones.
Kirk Cousins? Is their new number one quarterback?
They got a new right tackle.
Okay.
But they had to change it because Lizzo says new man on the Minnesota Vikings. They can't have a 12-year-old girl with a new man on the Minnesota Vikings because then the FBI will be knocking down on the door of everyone in the Vikings, like wondering, like, Adam Thielen,
what do you got going on, man?
What do you got going on that you're hooking up with one of the Kidz Bop girls? So that one I kind of get. It just didn't make sense to change it to new ones.
That's pretty lazy.
So this is one of my favorite songs from the last year. This is Post Malone and Swae Lee's Sunflower.
The lyric that they're going to change out, obviously, is the ride me like a cruel.
Okay.
And I think the change will be they should have subbed out Nelson Cruz.
Ah, okay. I like it. Nah, man, she's supposed to go off on
like
a cruise.
I like the Texas Rangers one better.
I like
but
the all
those
of
those. What might confuse some 12-year-old kids that weren't around in
all
2011.
All the big 12-year-old Indy Chavez fans.
Yes.
I like that all of your suggestions are for topical Dallas Fort Worth teams.
We're going to do DFW Kidz Bop.
They are a local.
Yeah, they are
group
based here in Dallas.
In Louisville or something. So I guess if they had to pick an area in the United States to pick from their sports teams, it would be this market. But yeah, I find that really funny. All right, so this one, this last one is from maybe the biggest overall song in 2019. We have two cuts from this song. This is from Old Town Road. Here is the first cut.
Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask me.
What do you think the change is? Or what do you think is going to be called out?
The cheated on my baby.
That's incorrect.
Well, really?
The lyric that's at question here is lean all in my bladder.
Oh, okay. See, I misunderstood that. I thought it was leaning
on my bladder.
Okay. And
or
they're
on
gonna
a ladder.
That's what they're going to change it to. It's going to say leaning on a ladder.
All right.
Did it say leaning on my bladder?
They went with riding on my bladder. I don't know what that means.
That's even worse than the Post Malone. I mean, if she's doing that to you.
Oh, God. Babe, can we move?
Can we?
Do you have to sit right there? Like, this doesn't help me or you.
I have so much lean in me.
God, like, what if you could hook up with Kate Upton, but that's her one request?
Like, they get on your
bladder
on
your side, I guess.
Yeah.
But you have to
Seems
drink like a gallon of water right before. That just doesn't make any sense. Riding on my bladder. Like,
see,
I think
this
you're
is
right.
Why they need us. They need us to help with their creative process.
Yeah, I think
they
you're right.
Pay just us a ton of money.
Sitting on a ladder.
Yeah, sitting on a ladder.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's real easy. All right, so we have one more here from Old Town
Road. I hope
Road.
It doesn't splatter.
Oh, gross.
Here's my life is a movie, bull riding in boobies, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
Okay, I think it was bull riding in boobies? Is that that's the lyric?
That is one. They changed two in this one.
Oh
though,
man,
again.
That's the only one I that jumped out to me.
The other one was Wrangler on my booties.
Wrangler on my booties. And I will say, we be watching movies.
Okay.
My life is a movie, bull riding in bougie. That oh. Way out from Gucci, Wrangler like on TV.
Meh.
I don't get that Wrangler like on TV. Like the Brett Favre commercials?
Yeah, throwing the football through the...
Where they're playing backyard football at Thanksgiving? But yes, bull riding and bougie, whatever that means.
Is that that's okay?
That's what they
bougie.
Changed it to.
That's not too bad.
But
that's,
again, I don't get it.
I don't really either.
And
none of
I want to be
sense.
In the writer's room when they decide to make all these lyric changes and say, "Explain yourself, Jim. Explain what you mean by riding on my bladder, or new ones like the Minnesota Vikings."
Like,
I don't get
well,
it.
it's not about that. It's I don't know.
We just don't get it, I guess.
But yes, I'm excited to. I'm excited. This was Kids Bop 40.
40.
Can't wait for 41.
It'll be the Dirk one.
It'll be Kids Bop Dirk.
They're going to call
maybe
it Nowitzki Bop.
Maybe they'll just have Dirk voice
all
the songs.
That would be great.
It'd be amazing.
If they put out Nowitzki Bop, I'd be real into it.
And then we can have Luca for 77.
Sure.
And
let's do it.
Rafe LaFrenz for 42 or 44. Yeah. 45. He was 45.
We're running out.
Sean Bradley, 44. Okay.